Mr. President, Madam Director General, Excellencies, Ministers, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I would like to congratulate the elected President and Vice President of 64 World Health Assembly, Madam DG, for her inspiration speech that reminds all of us to remember the people who suffer from any health problem and disease. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, Timor-Leste is one of the countries in Southeast Asia region that is still confronting with the challenges of high prevalence of communicable diseases, such as malaria, tuberculosis, and other infectious diseases. And recently, we are facing an epidemic of measles during these last 3 months, and the transmission of HIV/AIDS continues to increase by the time. Instead of CDC problems, the non-communicable diseases are now becoming a major health challenge for Timor's national health system. As a result of globalization, shifting the lifestyles of our youth, food consumption, including alcohol consumption, of this is population that more exposed to the risk factor of NCDs. Cardiovascular disease, followed by cancers, chronic respiratory disease, renal disease, and diabetes are the common cause of NCDs in Timor-Leste. The Global Youth Tobacco Survey showed that cigarette smoking among boys and girls was among the highest in the region of Southeast Asia. Taking into the consideration of the global threat of non-communicable disease, Timor-Leste joined hand in hand with other countries in the world to prevent and control the risk factor of NCDs, such as national advocacy for physical exercise and healthy food campaign has been proactively organized by Ministry of Health. For treatment, effort has been made through tertiary care and referral system with our neighborhood countries, such as Australia, Indonesia, and Singapore, even there, still long way to go. As we may aware that in tackling non-communicable disease is not merely the responsibility of the health sector alone, but it falls beyond the boundaries. Therefore, the involvement of other sectors or multi-sectoral involvement, such as relevant ministries, non-governmental organizations, private organizations, and UN agencies are highly important and imperative for combating NCDs, that will focus on primary prevention through primary healthcare approach. With the basis of regional meeting on health and development of NCDs in Jakarta, followed by Moscow's first global ministerial conference, Timor-Leste plans to hold a broad intersectoral meeting within the country by June 2011, in order to raise a high-level awareness and political commitment for tackling the non-communicable disease. The result of this intersectoral meeting also formed the basis of high-level meeting in September 2011, which it will be held in New York. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, Timor-Leste is struggling with the shortage of human resources in building the health system. In this regard, I refer to health information system that is still weak to capture the disease data, particularly non-communicable disease data. As we conscious that ideally the decision-making policies and strategies in dealing with any disease burden should be an evidence-informed policy, not as a guesswork. Therefore, we welcome an international help through World Health Organization in strengthening our health information system as well as local capacity for research and survey activities. These are some of our expectations for our global leaders and experts, and we hope that the opportunities in the coming months will place NCDs on the international development agenda so the NCDs become more seriously. Let me conclude by saying that Timor-Leste will join hand in hand with other countries in the world to tackle the non-communicable disease. Thank you very much for your attention.